This is the Real Estate Talk Show with Simon Giannini and Aaron McCoy on Talk Radio AM 640.
Hello again, and welcome to this week's edition of the Real Estate Talk Show, where we give you the inside scoop on all things real estate. I'm Simon Giannini, and whether you're buying your first home, thinking about investing, or want to know what's going on in the real estate market, this is the show for you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Aaron McCoy, and thank you for joining us. As always, we have a great show for you. And later on the show, we're excited to have the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, speaker and investment expert, Robert Kiyosaki, joining us to talk about financial literacy and how it relates to real estate.
Yeah, very excited to have Robert Kiyosaki on the show. I don't know anyone that's successful in real estate that hasn't read one, two, or more of his books, so we're definitely looking forward to that. Welcome back to the Real Estate Talk Show here on Talk Radio AM 640, your source for all things real estate. It's now time for Interview with an Expert, and this segment's brought to you by Enbridge and their new home rating program, giving realtors and their clients a competitive advantage when selling a home. To find out how you can benefit as a homeowner or realtor, visit knowyourenergyscore.ca today.
Robert Kiyosaki is best known as the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Never heard of him.
You've never read
never
it, right?
Never heard of him.
This is a fantastic book, and I have my copy right here in my hand. And you know what? I have my bookmarks, like the little pages that are folded to key areas that I always wanted to reference.
I've lost count of how many books I've bought for other people.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you read a book where it just engages you.
It hits
and
you.
It connects,
yeah.
And it's really, really simple. And I'll be proud to say I've been stealing his stuff and sharing the information and talking four quadrants and all of that. I mean, it's the number one best-selling personal book, financial book of all time.
Well, Robert will be thrilled to hear that. It also, again, he challenges us and really gets us to think outside the box when it comes to our finances and taking charge of it. So he's changed the way that tens of millions of people around the world think about money. His other book titles hold four of the top 10 spots on Nielsen BookScan's life-to-date sales from 2001 to 2008. That's impressive. And Robert has been featured on shows such as Larry King Live, Oprah, The Doctors, Bloomberg, International Television, and CNN. I mean, there's just so many. He's an educational entrepreneur extraordinaire and joins us by phone today all the way from Arizona. Again, Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the compliments, too. I didn't know I was so accomplished.
Well, you've got big fans here, so this is a good thing. And luckily, we do know quite a bit, and we followed a lot of what you've preached. So tell us a little bit about your history. How did this all come about?
Well, I was born in Hawaii. The story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a true story. My real dad was head of education for the state of Hawaii. You know, great guy, graduated from high school, valedictorian, graduated from university, a four-year university in 2 years. But as you know, our school system teaches nothing about money, so my dad, even though a PhD, was my poor dad, and he died a poor man, unfortunately. And my rich dad was my best friend's father, and my best friend Mike and I went to a very rich school, so we were the poor kids at a rich school. You know, and it was terrible. I mean, they had bicycles, they had cars, and we had nothing. I'm 9 or 8 or 89 years old, and I'm saying, what am I going to learn about money? And the teacher said, well, don't teach money at school. I said, why not? And then I go to my poor dad, the head of education. When are they going to teach me about money? My dad says, we don't teach money at school. And then I said, well, why am I in school? Well, to get a good job. And I said, well, what if I don't want a good job? And he said, you have to have a good job. And so that's when I kind of got suspicious of the whole system. And then I met my rich dad, my best friend's father, as I said. And starting at the age of 9, he began teaching his son and I about money. And the reason I'm an entrepreneur today and reason when the markets crash and all that, I make more money. The reason I make a lot of money and pay no taxes is because I have financial education. Illegally, of course. Anyway, it's really what the rich teach our kids about money and the poor middle class do not. It's really the theme of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
You have an in-depth chapter that's called Why Teach Financial Literacy. Can you explain further?
You know, if you can't read or write, life's pretty tough for you. Literacy means understanding the words, vocabulary, and things of money. So in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I just draw a diagram, very simple diagram of a financial statement, income, expense, assets, and liabilities. And the reason most people are in trouble is they don't know the difference between assets and liabilities. They know income, they know expense, but they don't know assets and liabilities. So that's why most people say, my house is an asset, my car is an asset, you know, my retirement plan is an asset. They're not really assets, they're liabilities.
That's what accountants have been trying to train us with all our lives. So I think it comes from just the wrong education.
Oh, Simon, it's not even accountants. I mean, you go to a bank right now and say, you know what, I want to get a mortgage, and they'll say, okay, well, what assets do you have? And they actually ask you if you have a car. They're just as bad when you think about what they deem to be an asset.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron. And most accountants, you know, you got to be very careful accountants, because most of them are poor people.
So true. Yeah.
You know, very, very smart, a lot of them and all this. But as you know, there's accountants for the rich and accountants for the middle class, and they're not the same person.
If you're just tuning in, we have Robert Kiyosaki, and of course, well-known author and lecturer and
educator.
The expert educator in financial literacy. So you've got books, you've got websites. What's your objective and how are you getting your message out to the masses?
Well, it's similar to my rich dad. You know, my rich, when I was 9 years old, I just started playing Monopoly.
That's my favorite game.
I love it too.
Yeah, and we all know that, you know, there's a lot of formulas for wealth, many, many formulas. Like you can marry somebody for money, which is a very popular sport. But you can also be financially smart. You know, like in Monopoly, it was 4 greenhouses, 1 red hotel, tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, wow. And I asked my rich dad, I said, why are we playing Monopoly? He says, because that's the formula I'm using. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, I'm just playing Monopoly in real life.
Mm.
I went, what? And at that point, I said, well, why am I in school?
Good point.
The point here is that getting rich is really a lot of fun. It's exciting. You have your wins and your losses. But it sure is better than, you know, hoping you have a job, you know, hoping your retirement holds up, hoping the government doesn't screw you. All those other things, it doesn't make any difference after a while.
Now, Robert, you'll be thrilled to know that I've been playing Monopoly, and not just the junior Monopoly, but the actual adult game with my daughter, you know, since she was 3. And then I came across your games. Those, again, we've been playing forever. So maybe you can explain the games that you came up with your wife.
My wife and I created a game called Cash Flow because, well, we had noticed at the time that most people don't know what cash flow is.
That's right.
Interesting. Because Monopoly is a game of cash flow. You know, one house you get $10, two homes you get $20. You don't have to go to school to learn that. That's all it is. So we created our game Cash Flow, which is the only real accounting game. So you can learn to play accounting, the most boring, you learn about accounting, the most boring subject in business school, but you have fun doing it. So that's what I learned about in education, that games are some of the best teaching tools there are. Lecture and reading is the worst. So we play Cash Flow, and I have my Cash Flow clubs all over the world. You know, we have a company called Fast Track in Canada that teaches our games all over Canada and all this, because games are the best way to learn, and lecture and reading are the worst.
So keeping it fun, right?
Well, it engages mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. You know, you're fully engaged when you're playing a game. But how many times have you read a book and you've gone to sleep, or somebody's lecturing you've gone to sleep? So that's why Cash Flow, the game, is the game. We have it in board form, traditional form, which I recommend. We also have electronic versions, which you can play all over the world.
Here's a tough question. I mean, you've done everything, and the message is out there. The information is there to be had by anybody, but do you see the majority of people really becoming more financially literate, or is a lot of this falling on deaf ears?
Well, as you know, in the U.S., I got attacked by the mutual fund and stock companies, right? Because I'm going to tell you, if you're in the stock market, you're your RRSP full of paper, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you will be wiped out in the next few years. And so their advertisers come after me. So I used to write for Yahoo Finance, but they had to kick me out because they didn't like what I was saying about stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And I'm not against them because you can make a lot of money in stocks, bonds, mutual funds. But the thing is, with no financial education, you'll get wiped out anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why it's not so much am I being listened to, as a lot of times is who opposes me.
Mm.
The people that oppose me are the guys that sell RRSPs and all that stuff. And in America, it's the financial planners. But they're not professional people. I mean, most financial planners are salespeople. They're not investors. So they don't understand the depth of what I understand from a market perspective or a professional perspective.
We talk constantly about the real estate market. We try to educate people with market data and give them some ideas for developing wealth and creating wealth in real estate. And then, of course, every year at the beginning of the year, the financial services industries come out with yet another prediction about market corrections because they want people to put their money in RSPs. I think people confuse information with PR or propaganda.
All of you who are listening to these two beautiful people, listen to them. What they're saying is exactly true. The financial services industry, guys like Citibank, you know, Goldman Sachs, Toronto, Dominion, all those, they control the media. They're not going to let you say what anybody goes against that. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying they have conflicts of interest.
Yeah, they have a different objective, and they've got a lot of money with which to spread their messages.
And they don't make money from making you rich. They make money by taking fees from you. If you can understand that, that's why they want your money. You're not going to make much money with them.
Let's address your most recent book.
Yeah, it's called Why A Students Work for C Students.
I love that.
and my B students work for the government. And then, as you know, because I've been to Canada a lot of the times, you have a lot of government.
Yes,
up there.
Yes, we do.
They're nasty. Oh, they're nasty. I remember one time I crossed the border into Edmonton, I think. I travel so much, I'm standing at the gate, and they said, where are you going? I said, I don't know, what city am I in? They said, how come you don't know where you're at? I said, well, because I walk out of the airport and a car picks me up. And am I in Edmonton or am I in Toronto? They said, you're going to the funny room.
Well, you certainly are funny, and we can certainly talk, but absolutely, we have to have you back, Robert, as long as your schedule allows, and we'll chase you down until we get you.
Anytime.
You've been listening to Robert Kiyosaki here on the Real Estate Talk Show. Robert, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us on our show today.
Thank you. Guys, are fun to talk to, man. Thanks.
You as well, Robert. And